News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bach. Good morning. 7:06 in the morning here on January the 12th, 2015. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. And we stream live at KCNR1460.com, so hop into our chat room. I'm here, of course, with Bad Bob on a Monday. You're looking spiffy there. I like suspenders. Even I do like suspenders.
And they're not twisted.
Yeah. What's up, buddy?
Well, good Monday morning.
Good Monday morning. Looks like the chat room is going forward already.
Yeah, already some commentary, so KCNR1460.com.
All right.
Hop in. Join us. Good morning, Linda.
Well, good morning. We're going to have a partly sunny day with temperatures around 64, partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 45. As we go through the week, our forecast calls on Tuesday for sunny and high with temperatures around 66, Tuesday night around 41, Wednesday calls for a high of 63, and Wednesday night is a low of 41. Chance of rain on Friday night, showers they're calling for on Saturday, and most likely rain on Saturday night. Yeehaw, we need that. We drove by the lake the other day. I don't know.
Lake Shasta?
Obviously, Lake Shasta.
Well, and, no, we could have driven by Whiskey Town.
Well, that's true, but we don't.
Or Lake Shasta.
But what's typically lake. Low, what we look at is Lake Shasta. So we both thought, oh, my gosh, we need, you know, it still is terribly low. But, you know, let's think positively in the fact that we are going to be having rain in the forecast. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated, they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And, gosh, Carl, we got through. We did the Turtle Bay redemption of the paella dinner.
That was Thursday night. That's true.
And I had a load of things to do that would have been changing the house from Christmas into, you know,
into 2015.
Into 2015, and so many things that needed to be tweaked on the house. As we know, we have a house that is, many of you know, that is in the 40s, from the 40s, and so there are things that go wrong with it. But we love it, so you know, you just kind of like a
minor things.
Minor things. So we loved being able to host
like a piece of paint redeem. The size of a dinner plate fell off the side of the house. I mean, here we are, people coming Thursday night, and a piece of paint falls off the house.
And right in the entrance.
In the entryway. And I'm just like, how does a piece of paint fall off like that? I mean, don't explain it to me. I know how it happens. But we call our guy that just fixes everything around there.
Wonderful. Brandon, thank you.
Okay, we're not going to give out his phone number either.
No.
Because he's way too busy as it is. Brandon shows up there on Thursday morning and just, you know, he scrapes and whatever else he does, and he paints it, and you can't even tell.
He's like little fairy dust while we were gone.
I mean, you couldn't even tell. Yeah, we were gone at the time. We just left the area open.
For an hour, it says here, fix it.
It comes back, and it's fixed. I mean, you can't even tell that it's been painted because he works. I mean, you can't tell where the patch is.
But anyway, it's really nice. You find
big shout out to Brandon.
We donated this 4 years in a row with the Turtle Bay Auction, and we redeemed this particular group of people. A couple of the couples we did not know, so I think probably it was a little bit more, you know, family or strange or friends. We'd just be like, well, whatever, you know, a chip fell off the house. But anyway, so many of you listening understand what that is. And then we had the most wonderful, you know, kind of backing up to last Monday, a very small but a very meaningful chat pack breakfast. And I know that we're going to slate another one in the spring where we make sure that everybody is, you know, has it in their calendar and knows that, you know, so people can visit and that kind of thing. But, yeah, Sun Gold was there and, you know, we just, adore you. Okay. You know, we're so
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Frank Rose, always Frank's. Always there.
So anyway, we had a big weekend, and of course, a lot of it had to deal around taping the football games and forwarding through them.
You can watch a whole football game in 40 minutes. And you know what? I'm getting kind of – so I like that. I can watch a whole baseball game in 30 minutes. I mean, no matter how long, it could be a five-hour game, 30 minutes. There you go. That's what it is. Hey, the other thing you have over the weekend is getting ready for the work and doing that, hopping into the Sleep Number bed. And again, you know, I hope that everybody has availed themselves of heading down to the Target Shopping Center and going down and seeing Brian and Janice and finding out what your Sleep Number setting is. My Sleep Number setting is 40. Linda's Sleep Number setting is
35.
No, I had you up to 40.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
okay.
I control the remote, you know, as men should. Men should control the remote.
You know, when you're tired, you just, you know.
Back into our DNA.
A little here, a little there.
Yeah, like
now,
I
I'm
said
on
the
your
other,
computer.
Like
how do
when
I?
When I said the other night that I had, I was on 100 the whole night. You just have to do is push those little buttons down there. Because it made no difference. I still slept like a log. Anyway, the Sleep IQ technology is also part of the new is the Sleep Number bed. Sleep IQ technology. You don't have to do anything except sleep. Nothing to wear. Nothing to turn on. All you do is sleep. And what it has is an activity tracker feature, so you can see the correlation between your daily routines and your nighttime sleep. It gives suggestions about perhaps not drinking caffeine, maybe a different sleep number setting. You can learn every morning what affects your sleep and what adjustments you can make. And only Sleep IQ technology is only in the Sleep Number beds. What else can you say? Right now, the Sleep Number, as you all know, was named the best of 2014 by Consumer Reports. And right now, you can save $600 on a number one rated Sleep Number i8 bed. Head on down, like we said, to the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center. See Brian and Janice. Lay in the bed. Let them show you what it's like. How much is a good night's sleep worth? Made in the United States. Guaranteed. You can't get any better than that. Okay, now, playing with your computer.
Well, no, it's your computer.
It's my computer, because now, if anybody's got any comments to me in the chat room, I can't see them because Linda has got my computer. So,
well, you can go ahead and take your computer back.
No,
you know,
no,
here's the thing. I have a Mac that's about 6 years old. Bob will attest to this. And
I'm
at that
Mac
place.
Still being used. It's the oldest Mac in America.
No,
still
that's
being
not
used.
True. But what happens now is if I don't have my plug, even if the battery's charged, I can't get on my computer. So I brought my computer this morning without the plug. Somehow I left the plug over the weekend.
The best part is, how many plugs do you have?
I have a couple plugs. I have in glasses.
We have
four glasses
there,
but I can't find any. So
we have. Oh, look who brought a plug in for you.
Oh my gosh!
You
Here's your
what?
Computer back, Carl.
Okay, you are such. You know what, Bob? You just saved my life.
He is a PC, and I'm a Mac. Go figure. Okay, once you go Mac, I don't think you go back. Okay.
Well, I just broke everybody up in here. You know what? It's true though. She won't see the light here. And then, of course, every time I talk to anybody that seems to be a tech type, you don't have a Mac? You don't have a Mac? I mean, it's like, you know, it doesn't make me a bad person, Bob. I like my little PC.
I work actually all three universes. I do PC, Mac, and Linux, because that's the nature of what I do. But you kind of, it's not even Ford and Chevy. It's a mindset.
Is a mindset.
I think that the Mac appeals to the more creative, intuitive type.
Moi?
Oh, excuse me. So then I'm not creative or intuitive. Is that what you're saying?
I said
that what you're
more
saying?
Okay. Creative.
The more creative. Okay, and I already got it. I can take the slings and arrows because
remember
I'm a warrior.
Remember the
I'm
commercials with the Mac guy and the PC guy in the suit?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, basically.
Well, let me tell you, I got turned on by a Mac in 95. When I was living in Nashville and I was doing music.
Is this the computer?
Are you listening closely? The audience of Free Fire Radio. No, seriously, I was in Nashville in 95 doing music, and all of the people I was surrounded with were in arts and film and music. And they just said, are you kidding me? So, Mac, I didn't know what to do. I hadn't had a computer before. So, then I began in my Mac world, my Mac life, and I don't know. I look at a PC and I like the Mac. Okay.
I'm just, you know what, look, we got to take a break, then we can come back and talk about it. But there's a couple other things we ought to talk about. Maybe 3 million people marching in France. But I always like that idea, that we got three million people marching in France because of in support of liberty and unity and against Islamist. And there is such a word as Islamist as opposed to Islam. And listening to an author talk about that today, of what Islamists are by Islam. And we'll be right back after these messages. Carl on the bot. KCNR 1460. Are Islamists a problem? Are they a threat to the United States? We'll be right back.
Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I and all the hardworking crew would like to thank you for another successful year. If you're one of those who's already filled your tank, great. If not, you need to do so. Kathy has another load of forklift bottles and barbecue tanks just came into the Redding plant, so stop and see Gary. In Corning, half mile east of I-5, Robin has CFN and Visa card lock for all the trucks and cars 24/7. Tractor hydraulic, motor oils, and 5-gallon pails. In Weaverville, Joe's been busy with customers, picking up kerosene at the plant, and he's also a CFN Visa card lock 24/7 for cars and trucks, and he can fill your propane bottle. The Sierra Cascade Logging Conference and Equipment Show is coming up again in February, 5th, 6th, and 7th at the Anderson District Fairgrounds. So bring the kids. As always, it's free. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
By me.
And me.
And us.
Vincent and Luigi here at Mary's with some of our friends to tell everyone that Mary's Meal for Two is back.
Let's do this.
Get a medium two-topping pizza or spaghetti with two of Mary's legendary giant meatballs, plus super salad and a Pepsi for each person.
All for just $21.95.
Let's open it up for questions.
Can I have lots of Parmesan cheese?
Freshly grated Parmesan cheese.
Can I dip everything in ranch dressing?
Homemade ranch dressing.
Why are Mary's meatballs so big?
Because that's how they grow on the meatball tree.
The meatball tree?
The meatball tree?
I think that makes sense.
How tall is the meatball tree?
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
How do you plant a meatball tree?
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Attention all brides-to-be. If you're newly engaged or a wedding is on its way, on Sunday, February 8th from 11 to 3, the Simpson University Event Center is where you need to be. The Bridal Guide Wedding Show is your one-stop shop for all your wedding needs. It's the wedding show of the year. Sunday, February 8th from 11 to 3 at the Simpson Event Center. For more information, call 223-3868.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
I want you to want me.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Butt. Good morning, 7:20 in the morning on January the 12th, 2015 here. Phone lines are 605-4567. If you're just kind of like sitting there thinking, you know, I feel like I ought to call in here and say something about what happened in Paris. Please do that. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's with absolutely fabulous coffee at great prices that you're not spending your kids' inheritance on. And walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state there with Cigar Aficionado type cigars. They're rated in the high 90s. Did you know one, like the second or third top rated cigar for 2014 comes in at like $6 a cigar? Yeah, right. Can you believe that? And there, and of course, you don't get Cubans, so you get everything else but that. All of this at 2143 Hilltop Drive, and veterans always get discounts from tobacco and brew. 3 million people marched in France. 1.3 million marched in Paris itself. Even more than after the liberation of France in Paris during World War II. Thanks for that. You know, you're supposed to do that right as I'm coming in, though. Mm. Doom, doom,
doom, doom. Sorry, anyway, my timing was off.
And 40 world leaders were there. None of the leaders there. And there was like the assistant premiers of Russia, and then you had the Palestinian president. You had Netanyahu was there. All these people, France, Germany, all these. Conspicuously absent.
40.
Of course,
world leaders.
Conspicuously absent was Obama. And I can understand if President Obama couldn't make it. I mean, I can understand that. I mean, he may have had something else going. It was, like a foursome or something. But Biden didn't make it. Okay. Maybe Biden was really busy, doing whatever Joe Biden does on the weekends. Well, how about John Kerry? Oh, nope. Kerry didn't make it either. Well, how about Holder? Holder's over there. Nope, Holder didn't make it either. We had the ambassador to France was there. But Obama did go to the French embassy in Washington. I mean, frankly, here's 3 million people marching in this country. This country went under attack by Islamists there. And the Islamists killed 15, 16 people there. Policemen, innocent people, murdered them. This many people marching, makes a huge statement. Even Golden Globes, and you know how I feel about award shows, self-licking ice cream cones, that, from Hollywood, Charlie, that everybody, stand in unity, standing for the, it's more than just people being killed. It's the notion that you can kill independence and that you can kill the freedom of speech by killing people will never work. But to show that, you have to stand up and you have to say something. You have to say that this is not going to work. I am going to publish. I am going to say what I want, and I will not be swayed by terrorists. And we didn't have any of our leaders there. I mean, not Biden, not the Secretary of State, anybody.
Well, according to this article, asked about the absence of the high-ranking U.S. officials, Kerry said this sort of quibbling a little bit in the sense that our Assistant Secretary of State, Victoria Nuland, was there and marched. Our ambassador was there and marched. Many people from the embassy were there and marched. But they're saying that more than 3.7 million people were marching, for this thing. But John Kerry was in India preparing for President Obama's visit to the country later this month.
I'm impressed.
Yep.
I mean, it's a long way from India to what happened to Biden? Where's Biden? Was Biden
not even in this?
Of course not. And see, and this is, of course, what they'll say. They look back on these huge mistakes they make and go, oh, you're just quibbling about minor things, Bob.
In the aftermath of 9/11, I recall seeing the films of French people in the street waving American flags to show solidarity to us in the aftermath of that horrific attack. What's on TV?
Well, here's the other thing, too, is, it may not have been the numbers, but the attack itself was horrific, and you're absolutely right. Now, it's good things. There were numbers of people that gathered outside the French embassy in Washington and cheered and waved the French flags and said, I love Charlie, all these kind of things. And, like I said, last night on the Golden Globes, they accented it or they spotlighted that. On and talked about freedom of speech, and God knows that Hollywood needs that. Hollywood needs no restrictions on the First Amendment, it's just like anything else. It's once the government or once you give in to terrorists or you give in to coercion, whether it's from the Islamist or if it's from the government, you lose it. You're not going to gain it back.
Well, on a good note, the Empire State Building was lit up Sunday in red, white, and blue, the colors of the French flag.
It is.
The lights honor the victims of recent terrorism attacks in Paris, of course. And there is a visual of that. It was 5 minutes of darkness at 8 p.m. in honor of the recent events in France. Pretty cool.
It is. The author I heard today on the news was talking about, and she said the fact that people have not used the word Islamist as a terrorist organization, she said, for the past, you know, for these last years, she says it's ridiculous. She said for our country not to use the term Islamist, she says it's wrong. She says it's the fact is that they are the radical group of Islam. It doesn't mean that the Islamic culture or Islam is out to kill like this, but Islamists who are taking the name and taking it to the furthest reaches are. And it's not just going in and killing 12 people here, 5 people there, blowing up something here, the Boston Marathon. The attack on the Boston Marathon is Islamist. What it is they're out doing things like, coercion and cutting fingers off of children and threatening people so they don't go to school. I mean, it's just thing after thing after thing. It's happening. And this is a war that's going on. And it's a war that, you know, is it ever going to go away? This, you know what, when it started with the coal. In fact, you might say it even started in Lebanon in 1983 in the bombing of Beirut, of the barracks there. But this has been going on since then. We have been fighting continuously. And in fact, every battle or every time I've been deployed, there has been the other side have been Muslim or Islamist or of a Muslim culture. Desert Shield, Desert Storm down in the Philippines, in fact. Of course, in the Bosnia, because in the Muslims were being eradicated by the Serbs. But, you know, there was enough bad things going on both sides. Desert Shield, Desert Storm. You know, those weren't Islamists. Those were a different culture than that. But Islamist now is, this is something we're going to have to face. And when they ask the question, how do you end this? Well, this is something that's going to take generations to end. This is something that's going to take, you know, a worldwide, you know, effort to work together to do this, to end this type of thought. And is it going to happen? Who knows? Anyway, I thought it was an interesting interview with the lady, an author.
Tonight, Oregon and Ohio State face off in championship game.
You're excited about this.
Well, it's the inaugural college football playoff, concludes with the national championship game between number 2 Oregon and number 4 Ohio State. For the Oregon Ducks, years of flirting with the trip to the big game finally gives way to actually playing in it. But can Oregon dispatch Urban Meyer's Buckeyes after Ohio State's gutsy win over number 1 Alabama? This promises to be a good one.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty good. I tell you,
adrenaline rush.
You never struck me as being a sports person.
I never became I love college ball, but I've never really gotten into it now. Last night, you know, the first game that we flipped through was fantastic. It was gritty. So good.
Green Bay and Dallas. And what a call at the end. And we've got Eldon, hop on the mic here.
Eldon
here is our intern, and
sitting there. Lovely,
so you watched
notes.
The game. You watched the game, right?
Yes, I did.
And well, Eldon, besides being, he's from Simpson University. He's our intern here, and is also on the baseball team out at Simpson, hoping for a better year this year.
Indeed.
What position do you play?
I'm a catcher.
Oh,
is that right? Well, you're a toughie. So,
yep.
So you've got all your fingers okay?
I got all my fingers, some a little bit crooked.
A little bit crooked.
How are your knees? In there.
Knees are good.
But you're still young.
Still young.
That's cool.
What'd you think of the call last night? The big game, okay, and we've only got a couple minutes here, but in Green Bay against Dallas. Dallas on 4th-and-2 throws the bomb. The receiver apparently looked like he caught it. But when he came to the ground, and this was like with just a couple, just what, 2 minutes left in the game, something like that. And the coach of Green Bay threw the challenge flag out when they said he caught it. The Green Bay coach has not won a challenge all year. All year long has not, including in this game, he's already lost one of the challenges. And they reviewed it. And what happened?
Well, a big time call there. They ruled that he did not maintain full possession going down to the ground. And we've seen this call in the past with Calvin Johnson. But I think the refs got it right. If you're going off past occurrences, they've made that call in the same situation.
They've made that call every time. But, oh, my gosh.
What a catch by Dez.
What a catch. This guy went up in the air and came down. He 1 foot down. I mean, he came down and then kind of moved forward and he hit the ground. The ball came loose. And if you're a running back and the ball comes loose, it's a dead ball. But if you are a receiver and you come down and the ground causes the ball to come up, it's an incompleted pass unless you take two steps or something.
Yeah. Another thing that was interesting about that play is if Dez Bryant brings that ball in instead of he kind of reached out for the end zone.
That's
there.
That's what I was thinking.
If he just brings that in there on the 1 yard line. And they're probably going to go in for that touchdown, but it's hard to say.
Wow.
The instincts there. You got to reach for the pylon.
Yeah, he's trying for it. I tell you, everybody wants to be a hero, but you know what? Frankly, it was and he walked off the field. It was almost sad. I mean, these guys are pros. They get paid a lot of money, but there's still that love in there. In this game, and he had this towel over his head, and where you couldn't see his face. You know, it was kind of like draped over. Like a fighter coming off the field, and it was, you could just tell he was destroyed by this, and that he felt like he had done the right thing. Anyway, okay.
Well, one of the quick, they said, I know we got to take a break. They talk about Bryant extended, leaving himself exposed to the referees free to interpret. Officials have gotten away from the spirit of football and become focused on nuance and minutia.
What do you think about that?
Some people may think that's what's happening, but. But
there's rules. You have to have rules, and if there are rules, you have to enforce the rules. You can't enforce them for some of them, even though that you'll see some games that there isn't any flags thrown, like in the national and against the Packers in Dallas, there weren't a lot of flags thrown. Okay, that one. This is the big one, of course. But then you got into the next, and that wasn't a flag. That was just a reverse of a call. But when you got into the Denver Indianapolis game, so like every time you turn around, there was flags being thrown on that. It was a messy game. Wasn't even that much. I didn't get my money's worth out of that free football game I was watching. All right, hey, we got to take a quick break. Carl in the box, KCNR 1460.
Thanks, Eldon.
I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coach Master, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Did you last let your heart decide? I can open your eyes. Take you wonder by wonder.
Welcome back to KCNR, 1460. Wait, there's come. Here she comes. That's the boy version. It's a duet, but it's coming in with the girl.
That's from the movie. It's you from, gave me 18 seconds to find that.
You did great, Bob.
Fantastic.
Bob is on a flying carpet.
It is original from the Disney musical.
Maybe next time we get flying carpet ride.
Aladdin. Aladdin, which was probably the big after we did the... Under the Sea.
Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid. This was the next big Aladdin show.
Absolutely.
Aladdin. The Reading School of the Arts is going to present Disney's Aladdin. And with us this morning is the big kahuna to put all this stuff together, Hillary Rogerson. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Thank you so much for having me here.
So we found out that you actually, I mean, there's really going to be a carpet, like, in the air.
Flying carpet. Well, that's the scene. That's the song from Aladdin, that whole new world song. And it's on the magic carpet.
Oh.
And, you know, we had thought about what are some ways that we could make that really feel like it's flying. My school is, my theater booster club is always so very supportive of me gaining more information and getting cutting edge information. And they actually sent me to New York to watch Aladdin on Broadway.
Oh.
And the breathtaking part is that carpet ride. And I thought, I can't settle for anything less than this. So we made some phone calls, looked into it to see if it was possible. And look, we are still continuing to ask for sponsors for sponsoring our magic carpet because it is a pretty hefty chunk. But ZFX Flying Company from Kentucky flew in and installed our magic carpet. Not only did they install an actual flying carpet, which just it is magical for sure, but they came and did a Q&A with our set design kids because we have an entirely student-run show from our spotlights to our rigging to the music, the 25-piece live orchestra. But we have live set kids who they got to actually do Q&A with her, and then she trained them on all the equipment, she showed them how she did everything and talked about physics, talked about math, talked about just creativity and problem solving. And those kids are on fire. They fly that carpet like pros. Everything else still needs a little bit more zhuzhing, but that carpet's
just
looking
good.
Think
about the empowerment of these kids once they've
Absolutely.
Experienced being part of this production.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, it goes beyond just singing and dancing.
Right. We're trying to build character for them. And what I really stress with them is being able to walk the walk, not just talk the talk. We don't just want, I'm in a show. I have this many costumes. We want them to gain confidence from really being able to do what they say they're going to do. And so there's really clear objectives of what they're working on and what they can improve upon. They have to, at the end of rehearsals, they have to tell me 5 things they did really well and 5 things that they could improve upon. And then we have an overall cast goal, and they're just on fire. And when after ZFX came, the way those kids even sat in the chair, they just had this different air of they knew they could do it. They knew they were going to do awesome, and they are really tremendous.
Well,
so
I think it's really cool.
What's the age groups you have?
Yeah,
there?
I have 11 to 14.
Okay, 11 to 14.
But how cool, though, that they are also involved in the staging aspect of it. So it's mm-hmm. an all age, all of the kids in the school are also in the spotlight and the production aspect of it. So parents are not. It's the kids, student
well,
body.
Parents will come and, you know, climb up the 40-foot ladder kind of thing when liability and safety issues are concerned. But kids help design and create the sets well, and you know, move them around.
Not everybody are actresses and actors. A lot of them are, you know what, you can make a super living in theater or in Hollywood by being the ones that do the lighting.
Gaffer.
The gaffers, the, you know.
That was a comment made by one of the kids. He said, I can't believe how, well, after the Q&A with VFX, they said, I can't believe there's so many things you can do with theater that don't really feel like theater. So when you have that love for it, but you don't have the ability.
Right. And, you know, and you're
he
never,
was so excited.
Never on the stage. But, you know, the set design, all these things they can do to make, you know, I mean, that's, you know, they give out awards for these for a reason. That you can't make a movie that's actually, you know, that makes any sense at all. It's nothing but a bunch of collected, you know, whatever they do it on now, video or whatever. I mean, unless you've got the photographers and the editors and the sound.
It takes a village.
It takes a city. And, and what you're doing is training these young people into that. And I think that's, you know, that is spectacular.
Yeah, that was one of the biggest things about pushing for that magic carpet was that not only would it be the wow factor, but exposing our kids to what's possible and then exposing to the community to something that isn't typical for our area. And I love taking it just to a next level, an unexpected level. And we love what Reading's community has been so good to us. And we love kind of giving back gifts like this to the community. It really is going to be something.
It sounds like a
Reading
great
School
time.
Of the Arts is an amazing school. It is.
Yep, we've been out there before.
Beyond world. Yeah. It's just like world class. And Hillary Rogerson, you're such a important part of the big picture. You're a vital part of making this you know, the shows like this be able to, you know, have something be worthy, you know, to bring
Thank
forth.
You.
We're talking about the Disney 1992 animated film Aladdin, which is coming to live performance, which has been a big hit on Broadway. And all the kids. Now, we've heard that the orchestra is amazing.
They really are. And this year with Genie, because she does some ad-libbing, she does some funny physical comedy things, and the live musicians have not only worked really hard on getting everything that's written, but timing it and watching with her so they can do the little ding or they do the little glockenspiel over here to help enhance what she's doing, kind of like sound effect, like a live radio, old-fashioned radio
great.
Show. It's been really fun.
Now, and this is going to be on five different performances on January 24th, the 30th, and the 31st at the David Marr Theater in Reading, which is up where Shasta High School is.
Mm-hmm.
And up on the hill up there. And it's they have staged Phantom of the Opera up there when they've had a lot of things going. So I imagine they had something to do with that.
Same
that
company that flew the chandeliers company.
Okay.
Our
carpet. You know what? I was wondering because I knew that they'd come out of Kentucky, too. Mm-hmm. I couldn't figure out how many there would be in Kentucky.
There's only three major flying companies in our nation that can guarantee you that safety and the look. Mm-hmm. And we had to go with the best. And they really are the best. So.
God, we're so lucky here in Reading. All right, so we have got tickets here. Hillary and the folks in Reading School of the Arts have been so generous to come on the air and be able and we're able to give away two tickets. Now, these are vouchers that you have to go to the Cascade to get your tickets, and they are pre-assigned seating. So
you have to, you can't just show up.
Right. So come here to get your ticket voucher, and we're going to take some callers this morning, 605-4567.
Yeah, and you can pick up your certificate at Cascade box office after we give you the
you can pick up your you turn
tickets,
in the voucher
right.
and you turn in your ticket.
Pick up your certificate like Linda said and then pick up your tickets at the Cascade box
That's
office.
Right. So give us a call 605-4567. The shows are Saturday the 24th at 2 and 7, Friday January 30th at 7, Saturday January 31st at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. Great to go to, if you have your evenings busy, it's great to go to a matinee. But do support it. It's a fantastic
family show.
Family show
for all
family. Ages.
It's really great.
And there's going to be photo opportunities with characters after the show. So, again, it's another one of those great family events.
Super. Hillary, you know, you guys do such great work out there.
Thank you so much. We
really do.
I really appreciate that. We work for it. And those kids have earned it. So come see it. It's worth it. And the costumes are, again, I wish there was an award to give to our costume woman because she is absolutely incredible.
You ought to have at the end of the year kind of like your mini.
Our little mini.
Your mini theater awards. There.
We should.
Know, so you can give everybody things for like this. So they can, like little you know, plaques on the wall or something. Anyway.
So cool. So cool. Hillary, now, with our callers this morning, we're going to take two callers. Caller will get two tickets. No. We have two. Don't worry, honey. I've got it handled.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, okay. We want lots of people to come.
I'll shut up at this point.
We want to fill the house. That's what I'm saying. Just don't just call because you think you get a freebie. We like butts to fill the seats. That's a big deal. So, again, thank you, Hillary Rogerson, Reading School of the Arts. You guys are always pushing the envelope.
Thank you.
And that's the first time this is going to be happening in Reading where we got a real live flying carpet, magic carpet.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, guys, keep calling here. I think we've got a couple names here. Bob's just busy taking those names.
We've got
our
winners already.
Always a pleasure. I really appreciate
you
guys.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate what you do.
Appreciate what you do. And
I never want to hear from anybody. Oh, there's nothing to do in Reading.
Yeah.
I mean, if I look at them, I go, do you actually read the papers or listen to the radio or anything like this? You think there's nothing going on here?
So when we see you in the lobby, we just have to get our eyeglasses, and then you come into focus. Oh, yeah, it's Hillary. It's Hillary, Reading School of the Arts. Yes. Right. Hello. You know, of course, it's fabulous. It's going to be so exciting. A Whole New World is the big hit song from
Friend Like Me.
Yes, A Friend Like Me.
Yeah.
Oh, you're never going to have a friend like me. Oh, that's Robin Williams was the genie. Oh, my gosh, that should be interesting. All right, we have our winners. We'll announce after the break.
That's it. And this portion of the show has been brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. State Jewelry, the only trained watch repairman in the whole area, right up here at Four Winds Jewelry. Great deal. Sales are still going on at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4:30 at Four Winds Jewelry. This is where we go. This is where Linda goes. And remember, guys, if you might have just messed up a little bit at Christmas, you can still make up for Valentine's Day. We'll be right back.
Hold your breath. It gets better.
I'm like a shooting star. Come so far. I can't go back to where I
am. A whole new world. I'll chase them anywhere. There's time to spare.
Let me share this whole new world with you.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSafe. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days, and it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it, and you won't run out. Save time, save gas, save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy, making your life easier.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
Better health means better business. Adamson's Peak Performance now offers businesses a variety of services aimed at making your employees healthier, fitter, and more productive. Our corporate wellness services include corporate membership rates, group personal training, discount personal training rates, fitness lectures and motivational talks, as well as customized corporate wellness plans. To schedule a corporate wellness consultation with Eric or to learn more, call us at 221-8006 or visit adamsonspeakperformance.com.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:50 in the morning, 44 degrees out there today. It's going to be a nice day for the next couple of days. Hopefully rain. We want rain Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We want rain for 2 weeks. Yeah, I know people get a little weird about it, but we need that. Anyway, good morning, everybody.
Weird about what?
Well, you know, some people don't like rain being held up inside and all this, but, you know, we need gallons of rain. We need thousands of gallons.
Exercise.
We need a million gallons of rain for this. We were up in Mount Shasta on Saturday, and even in late in the afternoon, it was 53 degrees up there. They can't ski. They can't make snow. But one of the things you can do on February 14th, Valentine's Day, is you can head down to the Elements Lounge in Wind River and listen to Linda Bott, Lady Bott and the Bluebirds,
yes,
with her great show, with guest artist and all.
Right. We're going to be there 243-3377. Call now for your reservations. They're going to be doing a special room and dinner package. So, I think it's like 150. We'll find out more information for 150 bucks for the night, and it gets you a $50 meal voucher. Now, you have to make your dinner reservations if you're going to do that, if you want to stay and play. And I think they have rose petals and a champagne something or whatever once you do the stay and play. But if you don't want to spend the night, you just want to come for dinner. They start serving at 5 o'clock in Elements. My band will be there from, 6 to 8. And then there's another band after us at 9:30 that's going to be dancing and playing music up until late in the night. So, we'll have, Lou White on saxophone, flute, clarinet. We're going to be doing some wonderful groovy songs from yesteryear, as well as Pat Karch on, piano, Bruce Kalin on stand up bass, and Bobby Veramendi's on drums. It's really a fun night, and it'd be a great time to bring out your mate, your partner. Come by yourself. So that's Lady Bott and the Bluebirds at Wind River at the Elements Lounge. And give them a call again, 243-33774, reservations.
And you have to ask for that specifically.
You have to ask for Elements Lounge and to be, you know, seated in there to see the show. The Aladdin tickets, how cool is that, you guys? Chad, you won two tickets. And Gary, you won two tickets. This is how it works. Come to the station, which is 1326 Market Street. The station is right down the street from Kobe, across from City Hall, down next to Dandelion. Yeah. And you're going to get your voucher. And then you take your voucher over to the Cascade, and the Cascade gives you the tickets.
And you can pick five performances on the 24th, 30th, and 31st of January.
So now, we'll have them at the front desk with your name on them.
Right. Okay. Now, some people are talking in our chat room, Craig and Joe, and Bad Bob's into it too. But they're talking about the robots have entered into security, and where they've got robots moving around in the security frame. But I can tell you this. In 1998, people out of Kirtland Air Force Base, Sandia Labs, had these little robots. These little looked like a car, like a miniature car with sensors on them. And they would patrol. They were going to be used to patrol the airfields. And when you moved, they would sense it with these little sensors they'd have. And they would immediately converge on where they sensed it at. It was the most incredible thing. You'd be walking along, and all of a sudden you'd be hearing this little, and here they came. And they would come up, and they had these little cameras on them. Now, this was 1998.
Yeah.
And could put pictures back. Now, I can just imagine if you had armed them. You know, I mean, I don't know. But, I mean, but okay, now the second part of this was, again, at Sandia Labs, they hand us this shield, which is like, you know, like, you know, it's like 4 feet long, and you hold it up, and you'd walk across this room, and they had a paint gun with a sensor on it, and it would track you and shoot. It would track and shoot where you were at. And the paint, you know, of course, the paint pellets would come in and, you know, smack there. And it was extremely accurate. Mm-hmm. Now, this was inside. It wasn't like from 100 yards away or 200 yards away. But when you were in, you know, it was out of this, like the science fiction movies. The things just go, and then start shooting. And they said, what do you think of this? And I said, well, this is kind of cool. If you have, where's the human in this chain, though? And they kind of look at you. And I went, because, you know what, being a Marine and being out in long-range reconnaissance efforts, sometimes you're not quite sure exactly where you are, or maybe you've had to run into a different area, you know, you're trying to get out of something. And if you run in one of these areas where you're talking about putting one of these guns down, this could lead to some mayhem, you know, friendly fire. Okay, we could put a camera on it. And this thing would, and then you just turn it loose. And when you think about that, I mean, that technology was back in 1998. So you got to figure what's out there right now about those little GoBots running around like crazy.
The ones down in Silicon Valley that are referred to, these are not the T-1000 clanking around. These are about the size of a trash can, and they're basically a mobile sensor platform that extends the eyes and ears.
And goes on out looking. Oh, no, no. See, I understand that. See, I have no problem with that, especially if you're doing it like inside. I'm sure they've got it like inside buildings. Is that they can move up and down the hallways. They can do along the, like I said, along the airfields. They could go along airfields looking at things. But the part is when they would see something, they would go for it. They'd all kind of converge.
Well, it's like drone technology. Any technology can be misused, and people do tend to freak out about this stuff. But remember, well, of course, neither of us were alive at the time, but the machine gun was supposed to make war so horrible it would cease to
happen.
Obsolete.
Yeah. Obsolete, yeah, because it would kill so many people. Yeah. Only thing it did was it just had, you had to improve your techniques and procedures to avoid that. And, of course, you never did because machine gun is still a major weapon at the squad and company level. Yeah. I mean, you know, an automatic weapon like
but
that.
But Maxim's vision was that war would become too ugly to contemplate. We did the same thing with the nuclear weapon and...
Oh, we would never have any more wars. Well, the problem with that is, of course, is that nobody's going to use a nuke in a quote, mid-intensity war. But frankly, I'm not sure of that anymore in today's day and age, that if depending on who the country is and if they're in danger of things happening, and we've got ISIS surrounding on two borders. I shouldn't say surrounding, but on two borders of Israel.
Well, we live in a world where somebody thinks it's okay to strap a bomb on a 10-year-old girl and send her out. You don't need automation for that.
Yeah. Anyway, okay.
Well, let me tell you, here in the headlines as well, that wasn't found by a robot, but divers found both black boxes from AirAsia flight that crashed more than 2 weeks ago and brought one to the surface Monday. Indonesia's search and rescue agency said both boxes will be taken to Jakarta for evaluation, and the operation coordinator of the NASA search rescue agency said divers found the second black box, the cockpit a voice recorder just hours after the retrieval of the flight data recorder from under a wing. The voice recorder is wedged under the heavy pieces of wreckage, and divers are working to free it.
It's in 105 feet of water, which is really shallow for, you know, for salvage work. I mean, you can dive 100 feet in on your scuba. You can't stay, but you can dive it. And so they can work that pretty easy. But the sea that it was it crashed in is a shallow sea. So at least they're thinking that maybe it exploded on impact, when it hit the water. But now with both black boxes and a voice recorder, at least maybe we can find out what happened on it. Because it was absolute, you know, what a mystery that is. Hey, the weather right now, 44 degrees.
Absolutely. Currently 44, partly sunny today. The forecast calls for our highs of 64, partly cloudy tonight with 45. Again, Tuesday with sunny highs of 66. Wednesday's around 63. Clear all week. We're looking at a slight chance of rain on Friday, a chance of rain Friday night, and showers most likely on Saturday. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Up in the next hour,
Ben Stevenson, Downtown Rain Business Association.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Obama now being criticized for not attending an anti-terror rally in France along with other world leaders, his White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Last Friday, the president expressed solidarity with France after the terrorist attack in Paris.
I want the people of France to know that the United States stands with you today, stands with you tomorrow.
But when world leaders joined a million people in a French unity march over the weekend, President Obama was absent, prompting criticism from some Republicans and commentators. Secretary of State Kerry dismissed that as quibbling and plans to travel to Paris on Thursday. Greg Clugston, SRN News, The White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Ford F-150 named North American Truck of the Year at the North American International Auto Show. The Car of the Year, the Volkswagen Golf. Elsewhere at the same event, General Motors says it's planning to start selling a moderately priced electric car in 2017 that will be able to go some 200 miles on a single charge. More on that from SRN's Jeremy House.
A company official says GM plans to begin selling a $30,000 battery-powered family car called the Chevrolet Bolt sometime in 2017. The Bolt, which has been in the works for years, is designed to compete with electric offerings from Tesla Motors and Nissan Motor. A concept version is being unveiled at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit.
That's SRN's Jeremy House. You may feel like you're driving an electric car, what with gasoline prices being so much cheaper these days. The average price down 27 cents a gallon over the past 3 weeks, and it could continue for a while, says analyst Troby Lundberg.
It's never possible to say what crude oil prices will do, but it seems likely that we may have a bit more price slippage at the pump, but it would not be at this magnitude.
At $2.20 a gallon, Lundberg says right now the average price nationwide is the lowest it's been in 5 years. And this is SRN News.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
On January 19th, in theaters nationwide, Thinking Man Films presents an historic one-night event for the release of a new documentary, Patterns of Evidence, The Exodus. 12 years in the making, The Exodus presents new evidence that clearly matches the biblical account. Following the movie, a panel moderated by Fox News' Gretchen Carlson and featuring radio host Dennis Prager and author Eric Metaxas will provide further insight and commentary on the film. Information on tickets and theater locations for this event are available at patternsofevidence.com.
The U.S. Senate is set to take up the Keystone XL oil pipeline bill today. SRN's Linda Kenyon has more.
The bill would authorize completion of a pipeline that would carry Canadian tar sands oil to refineries in the Gulf of Mexico. The House passed the bill on Friday and sent it to the Senate, which rejected it during the last session of Congress. Now that Republicans are the majority party in the Senate, the bill is widely expected to pass this time. The real roadblock to the bill will be at the White House, where President Obama has cited environmental concerns and other issues and threatening to veto the bill.
That's SRN's Linda Kenyon reporting. New research from the National Endowment for the Arts and the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis shows that the arts and culture sector contributes more to the U.S. economy than many think. The analysis shows that arts and culture contributed more than $698 billion to the U.S. economy in 2012. That's more than 4% of U.S. goods and services produced. This is SRN News. The U.S. Supreme Court will stay out of a Colorado case involving blood tests from suspected DUI drivers.
The court won't hear an appeal from Colorado officials who wanted to make it easier to take blood samples from suspected drunk drivers without their permission. The justices let stand a lower court ruling that threw out evidence of a Colorado man's blood tests that were taken without a warrant. State officials had argued that police should be allowed to take blood samples when waiting for a warrant could cause blood alcohol levels to decrease.
That is SRN's Wally Hines reporting. Justices at the high court hearing arguments today in a case from Gilbert, Arizona that raises First Amendment issues. Small church in a Phoenix suburb says its local government puts far stricter limits on its roadside signs and advertising its Sunday services than it places on politicians, real estate agents, and other group signs. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. January the 12th here at 8:05 in the morning. And Carl and Linda Bott are joining you out there. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live in our chat pack on KCNR1460.com. Hop in here. You know, Joe and Craig and Angel and Sonny and many others just come in and give their comments. And it doesn't have to be necessarily what we're talking about, as we know in our chat room. They just get going on some of it. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Alliance Heating and Air. Alliance Heating and Air, 20 years in the business. If you need anything done that has to do with heating or cooling, you call Martin and his people. They treat you like family, and if it's an emergency, they'll work 7 days a week, 24 hours a day to make it work for you. Checking the filters, just redoing the whole system, making those ducts work. All of this from Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. That's Alliance Heating and Air.
Well, welcome back to KCNR 1460. Good Monday morning, and we say hello always to our chat pack and our shout out to all of our loyal listeners. And on our Monday morning, we go to the phones. And Sally, what's happening tonight at the tea party?
Oh, well, we have a favorite of the KCNR 1460 coming on. We've got the new program masters from All's In.
Okay.
We've got Rob Burrows, Patrick Jones, and Tom Corrado coming in to speak to the group and talk about their new radio show and some of the highlights that they plan on featuring in their radio show.
Well, you know, I've listened to the show, and the guys different viewpoints, but
yeah,
but in many ways they're the same viewpoints, but you know, in different ways of coming at it. I listened to Rob yesterday, and Rob's convinced that City Hall needs to be marched on. I think.
And we're really interested in veterans issues as well.
Of course,
at the Tea Party.
Of course.
So we also have a surprise guest. Fred Kelly Grant, who was supposed to have come last Monday, was not able to attend, but he will be here this Monday. And those people who have questions about what we are going to do regarding CARB, the California Air Resources Board, and bringing them to the table using coordination, will get their questions answered this week on Monday.
This is such a mess. CARB is. I mean, we have people that that are in the trucking industry and what it's cost them and what it's going to cost us. It's even going to be worse this year.
Yes, it is. They need to be stopped because they are unaccountable and they're unelected. They're just not accountable to anybody.
Just like the Fish and Game Commission. Like many other commissions that once they're appointed, there's no control on it. They've got to be like removed by the Senate. So,
the
governor can't
remove
them.
That's what we're attempting to do.
Great. Great.
All
we
right,
love it.
Thank you.
Okay, Sally, that's tonight at 6 p.m.
6 p.m. at Destiny Fellowship Church, 2570 South Bonnie View Road.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sally.
Bye.
Okay, our guest.
All right, with us this morning.
Vince Stevenson. Good morning.
Good morning.
He's the, among other things, besides being a former Marine, thank you for your service.
Semper Fi, thank
no,
you.
No such thing as being a former, though. Just put the uniform back on. You don't have to put the uniform back on. You just have to have that attitude, pick up a gun, and we're ready to rock.
Just a little bigger uniform.
Just a little bit bigger uniform. You know, I've noticed that those wool uniforms have, you know, over a period of time, if you don't wear them, they do have a tendency to shrink.
That's what I was thinking.
Have you noticed that, too? Yeah. Okay, all right. President of the Downtown Reading Business Association, but also... tell us all the businesses you have going for yourself, Vince, so people will know this.
Currently, there's four, and I feel them every day. Got a little cafe downtown, a little coffee shop. Thank you to Kathleen.
And what's the name?
Downtown Java.
Downtown Java.
And then We have Stevenson Firearms, which basically drove me crazy in December. So along with that, there were so many people that reached out. Guns and ammo were big gifts for Christmas.
People are starting to say things like, you know, maybe I should invest in guns because, I mean, they don't lose their – it doesn't seem like they're losing their value. The right guns, I guess.
Well, my other business is an investment advisor.
Well, we know. So you can say, should I invest in this gun that you're selling? No, let me think about it. This one, but maybe that one.
I think there's better alternatives.
Yeah.
Have a better return, safer return. And then finally, our Honor Financial, which we just got up and moving.
Now, talk about Honor Financial. This is something that should be near and dear to our hearts.
Honor Financial is a veterans born business that hires only veterans. We only do veterans loans, and we carve out a portion, 25 basis points of every loan that we do, and it goes into a foundation that we created for local veterans only. It'll be the premise behind this was to give an idea of creating our own revenue streams, because if you're a veteran in Shasta County, you not only are part of 20% of the voting population, but you realize that the events that we put on are becoming more strained and more difficult to fund. And so what I realized was, you know what, we need to start taking care of ourselves, which we're pretty good at doing. And so we created our own revenue stream.
All right. So our guest, if you're just tuning in, is Vince Stevenson, who is the president of the Downtown Business Association. Downtown Business Association. We know that there's a couple, you know, confusions as far as what who's putting on what, what's happening downtown. Clarify for our listeners, what is the Downtown Business Association? Who are you?
Well,
and who are we?
The Downtown Reading Business Association is a group of people that have businesses in the downtown area. We have a particular map. We call it the BID, Business Improvement District, that envelops, for the most part, close to 300. It's 285 businesses in the downtown area. Back in 1996, 97, it was stipulated from that point forward that these businesses would contribute based on a formula to a fund that would be used for the improvement of the downtown area. For many years, it swayed as far as the techniques or the approach to improving the downtown. But at this point, I think we have a real strong feeling as to how we want to improve it, the capital projects that mean the most to us, and quite frankly, the direction that we wish to go. So the DRBA is a group of business owners, the people who actually put the money into the bid itself.
Okay.
The
285 downtown Reading businesses.
You all support a number of things that happen downtown. And, the biggest one, I think a couple really big ones, Christmas parade.
Mm-hmm. Traditionally, that's always been our backing. We do anything that involves the downtown area. We'll attempt to be a part of it. We've swayed a little bit away from some of the events that involve alcohol or those kinds of things, but it's still part of our agenda. The Christmas parade, though, that's traditional, and that's one of those things that we have a very difficult time saying no to.
No, of course.
Of course.
Like that.
It was big one this year.
Our guest is Vince Stevenson, president of the Downtown Reading Business Association, among other things, and we're starting to get different questions coming in. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebot, KCNR, 1460.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife, Kathy, and I, and all the hardworking crew would like to thank you for another successful year. If you're one of those who's already filled your tank, great. If not, you need to do so. Kathy has another load of forklift bottles and barbecue tanks just came into the Redding plant, so stop and see Gary. In Corning, half mile east of I-5, Robin has CFN and Visa card lock for all the trucks and cars 24/7. Tractor hydraulic, motor oils, and 5-gallon pails. In Weaverville, Joe's been busy with customers picking up kerosene at the plant, and he's also a CFN Visa card lock 24/7 for cars and trucks, and he can fill your propane bottle. The Sierra Cascade Logging Conference and Equipment Show is coming up again in February 5th, 6th, and 7th at the Anderson District Fairgrounds. So bring the kids. As always, it's free. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are, always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with three locations to serve you, Redding, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl, family helping family.
Our world needs caring professionals to make a positive impact in our communities. Simpson University's Master's in Counseling Psychology degree prepares you for a career in marriage and family therapy. Our award-winning faculty brings practical clinical expertise and research into the classroom. Attend classes in the evening and earn your degree in just 2 years. Apply before March 1st. Classes begin in August. Be empowered to make a difference. Call today at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu.
It's that time of year again for the 33rd annual Redding Gun Show, March 7th and 8th. Saturday hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday is 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive here in Redding, California. For more information, you can contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or Eagles Landing at 222-8556, and all proceeds go to the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. With Carl Lindebach. Good morning, my friends. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Bastiani Arms. Sorry. 2539 Larkspur, our firearms dealer, and it comes to selecting long guns or pistols. John Bastiani prides himself on customer service. Full service gun shop is what we're looking at there. And his phone number is 222-8222. 2539 Larkspur, full service gun shop. Our guest is Ben Stevenson. I was just looking at that. Was what I have. Ben Stevenson, our president of the Downtown Redding Business Association, but also of he also has Honor. It's Honor
Financial.
And you've also got, but you also have an investment mm-hmm. company. Is that one separate then from the Honor Financial?
Oh yeah.
Okay. So
in fact, if the SEC is listening, it's very separate.
Okay.
There's a lot of lines that can't be crossed.
Okay. What is that then?
I've actually been a licensed advisor, Series 7, Series 66, for 15 years now, and was a manager with American Express for many years and ran advisors. I do mainly fixed income, so a lot of bonds, and I trade bonds and I trade some stock, but for the most part, bonds. But I have investment clients that's all I do for them.
You know, I've heard that that people, if you look at the front page today, if the paper, that with unemployment being down, though I think it's a fake number.
U3 versus U6.
Yeah, I mean it's a fake number, but still it's down, and they're saying, but the salaries haven't raised,
mm-hmm.
and they were thought that they'd be raising the Fed would be raising the rates, but salaries haven't gone up, but unemployment's gone down. They hired more people. since 1999 in the last quarter. But they can't figure it out. I mean, they're looking at it and they can't figure out whether there's no inflation or anything.
For the most part, when you lose your middle class, that's going to happen. You've got people, less people out there spending. People are afraid. They're unsure. They're untrusting. When I talk to either clients or prospective clients, that's a lot of the big issue. Trust is an amazing thing. When you don't have trust, it's very difficult for somebody to take a step forward and feel comfortable about it. And so when you look at the U3 versus U6 number, and U3 number is the number that's typically used by government.
5.8, something like that. You know, they dropped the unemployment. Gosh, it's dropped to 5.8.
Yeah.
At the same time, there's more people not working.
Yeah. The thing that most people should look at is the participation rate. You look at the participation rate, and ours, as far as the labor force, this is the lowest participation rate we've had in decades. And so when you've got less people actually doing work, it's going to be an issue. And to see it not only be a lower participation rate, but then again mix that with the fact that wages are going down. They're actually down 0.2%.
Yeah, they were down. Yeah, that's the other
amazing.
Thing.
Isn't that amazing.
Isn't that
because
weird?
If the quality was going up but our participation rate was lower, then you'd think, okay, well, there's more money in the system and so on. But that would only help the top-end purchases. That would help the cars and the vacations and things like that. But it wouldn't help the general focus of the general goods. And so it's a real difficult situation right now. If you look at the 10-year yield this morning, it was at 1.93. So you can commit 10 years of your investment to the Treasury, and you're going to get 1.93 per year. I can remember – I used to run Union Bank, and I can remember at one point we had 5% CDs. And they were three or four-year CDs.
Yeah, I remember that.
So, I mean, at this stage, and I mean, for some of us, we remember back when, you could almost get double digits on a 10-year CD. Mm-hmm. So now there's a situation where 1.93, now that's going to help out the housing market on the long term because people are going to want to refi and so on. But quite frankly, a lot of those people have already done it.
And there's still a lot of, there's still a lot of foreclosed houses out there. The banks have gotten smarter. Yeah. They're just releasing them in smaller numbers. The other thing, too, is that I also remember when interest rates were 19-20%. Try and buy a house on that one.
Yeah. Yeah. And on these terms, the most difficult part that I see right now is a lot of the things that we learned from this fall that we had in 2007 is now kind of being reversed. We went in and we actually put some laws in place to try to help the banks not commingle their funds. So their risky stuff was not being covered by FDIC insurance and so on. Mm-hmm. And now it looks like Congress is going to reverse that and allow them to go back to doing that, just the thing that actually caused this whole thing in the first place.
When you see things like that, you just go, I guess we haven't learned anything.
Well, as long as we have the money in politics, it's going to be a situation where generally logic is going to be lost.
Yeah.
So. Where did you get your love for numbers?
Math was always my thing. I graduated from Enterprise High School, went to University of Oklahoma during the summer, loved, just playing with numbers, and has never swayed. Computer program for the first years in the Marine Corps. Just loved the idea of how it functioned, but I loved our economy. I just loved how it all functioned and how things affected each other and so on. Yeah. So, yeah.
Going back to our Downtown Reading Business Association, we talked about supporting the big events down here, but the other thing that the Downtown Reading Business Association too is also confronting crime.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us some of the things that the DRBA is doing?
Well, some of the things that some of you may remember if you're out there listening is we sent Officer Chris Hunt to a training where he was going to learn all about the environmental effects that we could do. Anything from trimming hedges to different lighting to putting up cameras in different areas and how that would all kind of come together. So Chris has now helped us put some things out on our website that the local businesses, the businesses that are actually part of the bid, the members, they can actually go out and access those things. So we're going to start slowly implementing some of those changes into the downtown area. On top of that, we're helping fund a portable camera I guess the people listening to this aren't the ones that we're after, so I'll let you in on the secret. It's actually going to be moved from pole to pole, and so it'll be in our troubled areas and the RPD.
Paletti has talked about this before.
Yep.
And so this thing will beam back to the police station.
Yep. They're going to be watching it the entire time, and so they'll be able to look at particular areas that we're having problems with and help us get in front of them. So, I mean, I think you and I have a couple places in mind. But, you know, one of the other things that was difficult about identifying these hotspots is the fact that we don't have the software. And that's something that the chief of Anderson, Mike Johnson, and the sheriff, they're all working on right now as far as the implementation.
Well, you know, frankly, you know, we talked about this one time, and I've talked to, Jim Hill, who's got Air Cover, mm-hmm. which is the drone drone industry here in the North State. Is putting together combat. I mean, it's not a combat intel center, but an information center, and having different things feed into it and then back out to the police out there mm-hmm. through the cameras. The idea of cameras, no, not drones, unless specifically used for used for a specific job itself, right. Not just floating around looking for trouble, as we used to say, but to go out there and. Some cameras, and I'd love to see is that the city give a rebate to people who have businesses who put cameras up mm-hmm. that could be available, you know, to be used by the police. In other words, you're watching not just your exterior, but maybe pointed out mm-hmm. too, you know, and so that you revolve so that people can get an idea. And people, we don't need cameras. Well, until we get the police back to the numbers that they need to be. And we get our arms around this crime problem we have. And the thing about the crime problem is this. What you're seeing as crime, okay, oh, maybe the break-ins are, you know, you're not hearing it anymore. You don't have that level of consciousness. But you drive downtown, and it is drunks, disorderly, people fighting. In one block, Linda saw close to, 25 people that one day that you were going by? And that were just out there, drunk, laying there. And we don't have arms around that.
Mm-hmm. And it is a situation, like you said, it's manpower. If we were able to give a blank check to Chief Paletti and to Sheriff Pasenko, I mean, it would probably be a different game altogether. But quite frankly, I think the thing that bothers me the most is that people aren't willing to open their minds a little bit to explore ideas. And that goes all the way from, and I'm not going to say one side or the other, but the Jefferson State thing. I mean, whether you're a supporter or not, the idea that you should be imagining what if, to me, that's the American way. I mean, if our forefathers would have said, oh, you know, it's going to be too difficult, or it's going to be, you know, let's just not tackle this thing. Let's keep the status quo. I mean, where would we be at this point? I mean, so when it comes to whether it's solving the downtown area issues or it's solving generally Redding as a whole or Shasta County or Jefferson State, people should be wondering why. They should be a positive influence on the conversation rather than being pessimistic and shooting it down all the time. And you know, it comes to things like, you know, the drones and the cameras and the, you know, I mean, we have the technology, so let's figure out a way.
You know what?
To make
we need to open our minds up to things that allows us to go.
Whatever's
there.
Happening right now is not working.
It's not working.
I saw and felt a situation that I don't even know how much to talk about that.
No, you don't have to go through that.
In all of my life, I don't think I've ever experienced so many downtrodden, homeless, drunk, disorderly in 10 minutes mm-hmm. than I have ever. And we're talking about the winos down in Sacramento. I used to use drive-through areas right. and go, oh, okay, this is, you know, T and 14th and T. This is a bad area. Well, guess what? It was right down by the bus station.
Right.
And I'm skipping through there after having coffee of deja vu and thinking, turning the corner and going, like a wall was coming at me. So we've got to do something, folks. I can just tell you, I've experienced it firsthand. That just is not okay.
Well, and the unfortunate part is that particular area has some business owners that are very active, that are very involved. And I, when I say active, I don't mean in pushing them away. I mean in embracing them and working with them and so on. Mm-hmm. But the simple fact is, if we have these people down there attempting to be a part and attempting to do the good things, we've got to give them support. We've got to continue to give them positive reinforcement. And if they don't get it, then you know what? Their attitudes are going to change as well.
There's already people, as we talked about, moving out of the area.
Yep.
Downtown, because of business comes in. So what do? They move out. They just said, you know what? I'm not gonna put up with this stuff.
Right.
And there's other places that they can move outside downtown. And even though that when you look at it, when they put police down there, it works. It mm-hmm. absolutely works. There's no problems. You know, you can go out and walk around. You can go into the parking structure. All these things. But as soon as that policeman leaves, and after two days, they're back. And you know what? And so the whole answer on this is boots on the ground.
Boots on the ground, cleaning up the environment. Yep. Union Pacific, if anybody out there wants to take a concerted effort, the City of Reading, the County, Shasta Historic Society, Viva, DRBA, the VFW are all part of a group that's trying to get the Wells Fargo building to be granted to that group from Union Pacific. And that would clean up that particular area.
Yeah, take it over and just, and move everything out of
that area by the post office. It's getting a little sketch.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. And in that building, that's basically been in a situation where they've started daily fines on Union Pacific to bring it back to code. But it is a historic building. It's been granted that. And so, you know what, it's not going to be one that they can just raise. They're going to have to fix it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a lot of different situations right now that you know, if there's people out there that want to help, if there's people out there that feel like they want to be a part of a solution, then you know what? There's people leading the way that they can get behind.
And we're going to talk about that in a few minutes. We're going to take a quick break here. Vint Stevenson, who is president of the Downtown Reading Business Association, is our guest. We're talking about what the association does, what it's trying to accomplish to lead into the fight to clean up Reading. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach.
When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The light's so much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, so go downtown.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Attention experienced caregivers or those with an interest in working with the elderly. Home Helpers is currently hiring compassionate caregivers. We work with elderly clients in their homes. All our services are non-medical, so past experience is helpful but not necessary. At Home Helpers, we value our caregivers and have many incentives. If you have retired and have 10 to 20 hours a week or are looking to make a job change, why not work with seniors and allow them the independence to remain at home? Our services include light housekeeping, transportation, preparing meals, medication reminders, and companionship. Schedules are available weekdays, evenings, weekends, and overnights. All applicants must pass a criminal background check and DMV screening. If you feel called to help seniors and are committed to providing a safe and wonderful experience for our clients, Home Helpers is interested in you. Please visit our website at homehelpers.cc or call 226-8350 for more information. Home Helpers is committed to helping all seniors age at home. Home Helpers, there is no place like home.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
I remember when I lost my mind. Yeah, it was 3 years ago when AB 109 happened. Yeah. Welcome
back.
Sure
wasn't when you married the gold digger?
Yeah. No, gold digger. I tell you, it loosened my hold on sanity in reality. Yeah. But it didn't lose my mind. It just kind of loosened it a little bit.
Linda's got control of it. Don't worry about it.
That's right. 8:35 in the morning here on January the 12th.
Look into my eyes.
605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 44 degrees out there. It's going to be a nice day. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. It's where I go. It's where Vint goes. It's where Bad Bob goes. It's where Elton should go. And because he's got his hair kind of like
DC.
You're an easy cut there. It's kind of a buzz cut. And all there, DC, Tim, and the man in black, Logan. Like I said, discounts for seniors and veterans. It's just a great place to go to. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens, across from the subway there. Our guest, Vint Stevenson, president of the Downtown Rating Business Association, but you're also president of the VFW, of this VFW 1734?
Nope. Senior Vice Commander.
Senior Vice Commander, yep. I'm sorry.
And then
is it 1734 though?
Nope, 1934.
1934. I know it was. It's my unit, and I should know that. 1934. But also, you head up CVAC.
Just started. Took the present spot of CVAC. So that's the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council.
Yeah, it's a bunch of different organizations, veterans organizations that we like to organize. of course, like I said, president of the Downtown Rating Business Association. You have enough jobs going here?
Yeah. You know what? It more so than anything, I mean, it's not like you just continue to pick things up. It's more to what I was trying to create or accomplish. And so I started realizing that there are certain groups that you have to be a part of if you want to make that one thing happen. And for me, it was figuring out how to bring a little bit more sanity into some of our decision making, let the veterans have a bigger voice. So, you know, that Honor Financial and the revenue streams and so on, that plays a significant role. Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council, that's 26 veterans groups within Shasta County. So finding a way to organize all of us together to mm-hmm. express our voice in such a way that it can't be ignored. That's just a part of it. So, I mean, it seems like there's a lot of scattered effort, but it really is kind of a general plan and bringing it together.
Well, if you try to bring it, like you said, bring it all together so that, you know, we have a voice and we can tell the city council, we can tell the board of supervisors, hey, this is where we're looking at here.
Exactly.
Today. Let's go to the phones. Red, good morning.
Morning, Carl. How's it going this morning?
Better than I deserve, but
you know, in a way, that's true of all of us.
Hey, thanks for waiting.
One of the things that I wanted to point out, and I don't think it's mentioned a lot, is with the downtown restoral idea, one of the things that has to be done is the drug hotels that litter in between Market and Pine Street have to be addressed. Basically, you've got a cancer right in the center of what you want to fix. And not a lot of people address that. These hotels have basically become low-income housing. They're no longer really used as hotels, and it's littered with prostitutes and junkies.
Red, you hit it. You're right on. Actually, there is a plan in place for code enforcement and for looking into it. We actually just invited and were accepted to have a new member on our board who is actually one of the owners, or one of the general managers. So there's some things in place and some feet on the ground to make that happen. But you're right on. That's a great point.
We need to really get code enforcement in here to hit them like they did one of them.
Yep.
At one motel that had, like, the police were going there, you know, 300 times a year. They started charging them every time the police showed up, and they started cleaning up their act. I don't know. It may have slipped back then. But, Red, you're right. We've got to – when we asked other businessmen from around here, what do you think that downtown needs? And the immediate answer was, we need a hotel that we can tell people they can go to, you know, that it's close downtown, yeah. They can walk, they're safe and all this. And, you know, frankly, right now we may have a hotel that's, you know, that's nice enough to tell people to go to, but – not nice enough in the area for we tell them they can just, oh, yeah, just walk anywhere you want to.
Right.
And that's a shame.
Well, I know there's
a
couple that have taken redevelopment grants and have kind of cleaned themselves up a little bit. But basically from the Caldwell Park Bridge down to Lulu's, that strip of hotels there, it's an infestation. I don't know how else to put it.
Well,
it's right at the heart of what we want to redevelop.
We have the Thunderbird Lodge, which has taken the lead on this. They were actually DRBA's Business of the Year last year.
Right across the street from
yep.
us here.
And they
heard
took,
wonderful things over the weekend, by the way, about how people who've come from out of town have stayed there because of the remodel.
Absolutely. And if you haven't had a chance yet, you owe it to yourself to go down there and check it out. Because
they've done a complete 180.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And they care about it. We can tell because every day we look out,
mm-hmm.
and I can tell you what we used to see. We used to see hazmat bands there as they were bringing out somebody that had been dead for 10 days.
Yeah.
You know what?
Disgusting.
And look
anyway.
At it now. I mean, the guy really cares.
Yeah. Jay Patel, great guy, and they've done a great job of digging in and making that something different. The rooms are very presentable. I've actually told people coming in from out of town that would be definitely an option if they want to participate in some of the events that mm-hmm. Viva and groups put on.
Yeah.
But, I mean, really nice place. They've done a much better job.
But you're right about the other –
Is there anything that we citizens can do to get involved in helping with cleaning up those hotels?
Well, I think one of the things that comes to mind, Red, would be to put some pressure on the people that are your voice, and that is your city council, letting them know that
newspaper article upcoming.
There you go. I mean, that's such a big thing right now, is to help them understand, because and I say this from, you know, past experience. I went to our annual meeting, the DRBA annual meeting 2 years ago, and was very focused on showing a marketing plan that we had put together and how we were going to market the downtown businesses and so on, how we were going to spend our money moving forward. And I was blindsided by how many people, you know, really wanted focus on nothing but the safety and the environment that is downtown. And so that changed my mind completely. And you know what? It's time that we change the city council's mind a little bit. And we have some open ears in there, some people who are very much into and attached to the downtown. And so it's time to let them know that this is a focus for us and we want it changed.
Well, the downtown could be fantastic. And it's the heart of Reading. And if you can get the heart of Reading back, I think it spreads from there.
Yeah,
I think you're right. We just need to take it back, and we need to push all this crap out to the outlying areas, and then work it from there. Let the county work it. Okay, hey Red, thanks a lot for your phone call.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Red.
Yeah. And Red's got,
how he
Red's
feels.
Got a program in Jefferson State of Mind.
You know, we live downtown, so we have to take California in order if we're going to go down to 273 on the way down to Wind River or down to Anderson. And there's that stretch there, I think, right where Mallory's Flowers are. Mallory's mm-hmm. Flowers, I went in there one day to purchase something like Shop Local, Stay Local. She said people are defecating in her yard. Mm-hmm. People are coming in her back door. I mean, she's under attack. And what Red said is that, you know, sometimes I feel like I'm actually having to navigate my car through people who are running across the street, pushing their carts and running across the street back and forth. And you're wondering, like, again, I was telling you at the break, I'm kind of a snapshot person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what does that say to people who are visiting from out of town? I'm trying to get my parents to move up here. I want people to love Reading, to want to move here. When you see things like this, it's like it just gives a bad feeling. Safeway, like I call it, crackway. Let's change it.
Go on.
Well, and the thing that people need to remember is, you know what, whether you're a supporter of the downtown, whether you shop in the downtown or not, this is a snapshot of the entire city now. Because, quite frankly, the things that are going on, the encampments that you might have, you know, in that forest behind your house, I mean, this is spreading throughout the entire city. So it's not like, you know what, well, it's over in downtown. It's on the west side, so I'm not going to worry about it. That's not the case anymore, people. So, I mean, this is a situation where if we are successful, and we are being successful so far, to limit it and to find ways to address it, it's going to move. I mean, so those people are going to go someplace, and they're going to start causing troubles in other areas. So we need to take that bigger approach to what we're doing and to how we're going to address it for the city. But you know, this through fare that I used to live on California Street, right there, top of the hill above. Above Jean's Drive-In, there, right before
that's
it goes
a nice
down
area.
The hill.
Yes,
and loved the area. There was nothing but
the
little doctors
hole,
and nurses,
yeah, the needle
and,
you know, homes, yeah.
But I mean, that's a through fare. That's a through fare
right.
from the Mission going to some of the social programs that are in the downtown area and the bus station. So I mean, that's an area that you could basically set your watch on the timing of the horde that came through there. And you know, some, like I said, some of these people are good people, they just need help. Some of them are, but you know what, at some point we're going to have to find ways to define. And I know there's people out there saying, oh, it's not fair, but it's just the way it is. We've got to find ways to define, help the ones that need help, and the others need to find other options.
Well, and we got to take a break, but the last thing I like to say before the break is AB 109 was 3 years ago, going on four. We loaded up our jail 3 years ago, going on four. We cut our police back 3 years ago, going on four. We've got problems, and it's been going on for 3 years, going on four. And we're getting we're going to have more people in here since the they're going to start turning people loose on through that Prop 47.
Mm-hmm.
Start turning those people loose, so those are going to start coming here. Just take a look around. So where are our elected leaders? You know, Brent Weaver, Kristen Schrader, and Francie Sullivan, who was reelected, say, oh, no, we want to jump in this. And Brent says, I want to have a plan here immediately. And so on January 20th, they're going to tell us how much the plan's going to cost. So, okay, let's figure out what that means. I think that's what they said. But here's the bottom line is where is the plan? It's been going on for 3 years now, and this is not something that just happened. I mean, Paletti says this is what I can do with this money and this money and this money. Basenko says I can't build a jail because I don't have the money here to build the jail. I mean, we're building one in 3 years. But what about stopgap measures? What about something that takes people off and sweeps them off the street? So it took a private individual – April LaFrance to get people fired up again, and yet what's going to happen with that?
Right.
You know, Joe. I tell you what, Joe Wong stepped up and said, "Hey, look, I'm putting money up here to send people home." And you know what? You know, a big applause to Joe Wong. But what else has happened? What else? And everything I hear, whenever time you mention something, as it comes up, oh, we don't have money for that. We don't have money for that. At what point are people going to say, maybe we need to shift money around and take control of the city back? We'll be right back.
Pre-planning your funeral or cremation will give you and your family peace of mind. Pre-planning guarantees that your wishes will be carried out. Prepaid plans locks in today's prices and gives you full control. Don't let your loved ones face confusing choices and high costs. Call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 and let us assist in making life's challenges easier. For a consultation, call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 or visit blairscremation.com.
Make the new year a happy one for your male dog or cat with a stop at the Haven Humane Clinic during their Happy Neuter Year campaign. For only $20, have your male dog or cat neutered and help stop the overpopulation problem in Shasta County. Puppies and kittens can breed as young as 4 months old, so don't wait. During the month of January, Haven Humane is offering $20 neuters for dogs, cats, puppies, and kittens. Make your appointment today as procedure space is limited. Call 241-1658 to make your prepaid appointment and make this a Happy Neuter Year for your male dog or cat. Funding provided by PetSmart Charities.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. how Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSafe. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days, and it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it, and you won't run out. Save time, save gas, save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy, making your life easier.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Attention all brides-to-be! If you're newly engaged or a wedding is on its way, on Sunday, February 8th from 11 to 3, the Simpson University Event Center is where you need to be. The Bridal Guide Wedding Show is your one-stop shop for all your wedding needs. It's the wedding show of the year. Sunday, February 8th from 11 to 3 at the Simpson Event Center. For more information, call 223-3868.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR, 1460 on this Monday morning. Thank you so much for joining us. We so appreciate our chat pack and having you join us on all of our programming here. It's 8:50 in the morning, partly sunny today with temperatures around 64, partly cloudy tonight. With 45, the forecast calls for Tuesday sunny at 66 and Wednesday sunny at 63. According to our forecast, Friday night will be a chance of rain and Saturday likely rain. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show is brought to you by Owens Pharmacy.
You know what? If you've got medication you take or if you have more than one prescription or you have multiple prescriptions, it's always a hassle to try and get them all to come out one time. You forget this. You know, you have to go, you know, four or five times or two times a month, three times a month. Well, what Owens Pharmacy is offering now is MedSync. They can take all your prescriptions. They balance them out so that you can have all your prescriptions due in one day. So one phone call, going down and pick them out one day, it saves a big hassle on your part. And what happens if you can't get down there that day or the next day or maybe 3 days? Owens Pharmacy delivers to your home for free. That's right. Not only that, but the big thing on this is your pharmacist is your last line of defense. He knows you or she knows you, and they're taking a look at your medications because you're getting all your medications from there, from Owens Pharmacy. And if they see something that's a little bit different, they're going to check with you. They're going to check with your doctor, your last line of defense. Owens Pharmacy, locally owned, locally operated. Great people down there, and they have six locations right here in Reading, and most of them are open Monday through Friday from 9 to 6, Owens Pharmacy.
And they deliver free.
And they deliver free. That's the big thing. You know what?
That's huge.
That's huge. If I can just say here, during the month of January, get your male cat fixed for only $20.
Or dog.
No. That's got filled up. They call me.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, and
that's a good thing.
Yeah, they've taken all his. They have neutered as many male dogs as they can for January already.
Poor dogs.
And they've all got appointments. Yeah, and then but the cat. Look at that, those happy faces. You know what? Is that before or after? That's probably after.
You know,
it's probably after being neutered here, but only $20 at Haven Humane. Give them a call at 241-1658. I know.
It's healthier for your dog to be fixed.
Yes, it's healthier. I mean, you sit there and they just sit there on the TV set and stare at you. Our guest is Vince Stevenson.
Except for our dog, she likes to still. We call her a little. She has her little humpy bear.
Yeah, her little humpy bear.
She's 6 years old. She's still got a little humpy bear.
Let's not even go there. I'm not even sure what that means. Sometimes it's a.
Why do you think about this on your Monday morning?
Here's a horrible story. And Vince Stevenson is our guest here from Downtown Reading Business Association. Here's a horrible story I heard. And I couldn't help but think, oh my God, two people trampled to death by a bull camel in Texas. And, I mean, they get the first guy's in there, and he's trying to, you know, and the camel turns and tramples him. And the owner, who was like 72 or 73, tries to get the gate open, and then she's trampled. Both of them killed by this camel. I mean, it's like, who gets killed by a camel? I mean, two people in Texas. Don't even say anything about that. But how horrible is that? Anyway, I'm sorry. We need to get back.
We have a special email that came in I want to share with you, Vint. And this is from Bonnie Sharp, who is inside of Turtle Bay in the visitors. Sends people to places to visit around town. And a lot of people don't even know that we have a visitor center inside of the Turtle Bay area. So in the gift shop there. So please share with your guests that 9 out of 10 visitors want directions to downtown so they can get a feel for our community and they want to stay there.
Yep.
I have sent some to the Thunderbird and they've taken the time to come back, which is huge, first of all, and tell me they were very happy. However, the ones on Pine and North Market look nice, but I can no longer send people there. So he is right on, and I hope that they will let City Council know.
There you go.
Yep, absolutely.
Downtown Reading Business Association is moving forward. And
Thanks, Bonnie.
With Vint as the president. And you are reaching out to different groups of people. You're moving forward with it. You're wanting to clean up downtown Reading. You want to help the police. You're being very proactive, and then with and trying to put all these things together. I know it's like herding cats, but I think people need to understand is that the Downtown Reading Business Association can be a very powerful business association. 285 businesses on the same sheet of paper. They're saying, "Hey, look, this is what we're wanting, and we insist. This is how much money we pay in taxes. This is how much we pay in employment. This is how much we're paying. We want you, City Council, to get us police downtown on a regular basis, walking the area, patrolling the area on bikes." Which, by the way, the bike patrol officers' bikes were provided by
Downtown Reading Business Association.
There you go. And so, you know, I think that you know, because this is the downtown. Fine, if you don't want to protect us, then we'll move someplace else.
Absolutely, and that's the situation. As we look at the Downtown Reading Business Association is currently doing a tree project, and we have a person coming in to assess the trees, talk about where we can put more, how self-sufficient they can be, all these kind of things so we can actually improve upon the environment as a whole. We're putting in new trash cans. We have street sweeping groups that are going to be started, which as soon as it actually starts, excited to talk about how it functions and, you know, how we took advantage of our resources. So there's a lot of things happening in the downtown. I know some of the things that we've talked about have been negative, but there's some real good things happening down here. And they're functioning. And you know what? Now it's time to kind of go back and bridge some of the relationships that have potentially been strained, and we'll find other ways to work together. So if you're thinking about the downtown, we're putting a lot of projects in place to help you as a business and to help you as a consumer.
There's one that we've been talking about now for a couple months. Can we talk about that yet?
Yeah, the street sweep.
The street sweep.
Yeah.
Talk about that. That's a very positive thing.
Imagine coming downtown and seeing people dressed with the DRBA uniform, and they're sweeping the streets and picking up garbage and doing those kind of things. It's a nice feeling. Mm-hmm. It's knowing that people are involved and people care. And I think people are going to get a great feeling about the fact that they're coming to a cleaned up environment. And, you know, it's part of the strategy of having more eyes on more area. Because quite frankly, some of the problems that we've discussed, that's all it really needs is sometimes just people implementing and instigating advancement and being involved. And I think that's going to help a tremendous amount.
So, I think so, too. So I can't wait to see this happening.
Yep. They'll have a little cart, and they'll have brooms, and they'll have the capacity to make sure that the areas in front of your businesses that you want to visit are all cleaned up and ready to go.
That's right.
Yeah. So it's
supervision, working with the county or
yep.
the city. Yeah, the county.
Everybody's involved. County, city, Frank Treadway, he's out there involved. So it's going to be a great
Frank is the guy. I mean,
he's put it all together.
Frank, you know what? You know, he has great ideas, and Frank put this thing together, and he's all, you know, it's good. It's, you know, I mean, everybody, you know, people of all political persuasions involved in trying to make downtown Reading better.
That's what it takes.
All right. Oh, good. Any last thoughts here?
No, I think it's just a situation. A lot of you are out there wondering what you can do. Reach out, talk, because quite frankly, we all know that nothing really happens in Reading unless there's people talking about it. So,
okay, what about the how do they get a hold of Downtown Reading Business Association?
Downtown Reading Business Association is on thedrba.org. So go out there to your site. You can leave a message as numbers and emails, and it also has a lot of resources that you can reach out to. The downtown is a very diverse group, everything from automotive repair to printing shops to cafes and restaurants to
the radio
attorneys and radio stations and so on. It's very, very diverse. So if you're thinking of doing something, reach out to your local representative and let them know we need a local preference. So county and city, city already has one, but we need to discuss that one too. So local preference would be where local businesses have a little bit of a buying preference.
It'll get a percentage there.
Absolutely.
And why not that? Why not do something like
take
that?
Take care of your own, and then we'll worry about everybody else.
Yeah, and then, you know, oh, it's not fair. Well, yeah, it's fair. It's fair. Then you won't have $600,000 worth of furniture being bought by REU
from a
Sacramento firm instead of a local firm. We've got five or six furniture dealers right here that could probably have done the same thing.
Absolutely.
Something to ask your city council person.
Yep.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Hey, tomorrow we're going to have the head of the California Highway Patrol up here in the northern area will be with us. We're going to have two ladies from the VA that's going to – they're putting on a lady veterans meeting here at the end of the month. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. It's good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
And news, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A grim warning from the French Prime Minister, who says there is an ongoing threat of terror attacks in France. Some 10,000 troops being deployed in the streets to protect the public as the search for terrorist accomplices goes on. Secretary of State Kerry finds himself having to defend the Obama administration, facing criticism because neither President Obama nor Vice President Biden attended the weekend march against terrorism in Paris.
I really think, this is sort of quibbling a little bit.
And Kerry says he'll be visiting Paris later in the week.
To make it crystal clear how passionately we feel about the events that have taken place there.
The flight data recorder from the doomed AirAsia jetliner has been recovered from the Java Sea off Indonesia. Aviation safety expert John Golia says that device is critical to the investigation of that.